back to the Presidential Towers in Chicago and the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. Up and away. Here's Dean on 720 WGN.
Live at Presidential Plaza for the American Association's Fight for Air Climb, our entire broadcast today, live today. So, Shwani, now Veronica's here doing the news. You're just like hanging now, right?
I'm just hanging.
So that's what I usually do.
You could really do the climb now if you wanted.
Yeah,
I didn't bring the right shoes.
If you cared, you could do the climb right now.
All 10 steps and then come back down. I'll just be like Shemp, where he's told to jump rope and exercise. He does one. He says, "Okay, that's that."
Everything is a Three Stooge reference on this show.
Wow. And he referenced a Shemp.
That's
even worse.
Well, that's one of Dean's favorites.
A lot of people feel.
So are you a big Shemp?
I'm a curly man myself.
That's what I figured. Yeah, come on.
I'm a curly man.
A Shemp.
Other people are talking about the top news stories of the day.
Nancy
people
Reagan.
Tuning into WGN are hearing Shemp versus curly talk here.
Please chime in.
Please chime in. 312-981. No, I want to introduce my pal, Wells Kaufman, who's the president and CEO of Ravinia. At least once a year, Wells wakes up incredibly early to come on the WGN TV morning news to reveal the new Ravinia schedule, which he did again. Was it this past Tuesday? I think
Wednesday
morning.
Yeah, that's right,
Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And we heard about your incredible schedule, which we're going to talk about in a second. But just now during the news, we were chatting. And you have a Nancy Reagan story as we talk about the death of the former First Lady this morning. But you had some encounters and engagement with the Reagans as well.
That's correct. The president had been honored with the Winston Churchill Award, and there was a big concert and dinner at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. I was working for the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra at the time, and that's a fabulous chamber orchestra that specializes in Baroque and pre-classical music, but it's also made up of the best studio players in L.A. So Mrs. Reagan thought it would be great to have them there representing both classical music and Hollywood at the same time. So the orchestra came and played for about 15 minutes. The president and the first lady greeted every member of the orchestra, all 30 of them personally, told jokes, couldn't have been more down to earth and easy. It turned out to be a very glitzy sort of Bob Hope emceed kind of evening where the little scrappy LA Chamber Orchestra kind of lost the spotlight, but it was really incredibly great to be there.
No, but nobody has a chance in those ballroom
exactly.
Settings. People are there to talk,
that's right,
to eat food, to
that's
schmooze.
Right. And you can imagine it was just star-studded celebrities.
Exactly.
You know?
So, I mean, it doesn't make a bit of difference what's going on entertainment-wise or speaker-wise at those kind of events, even though you've got arguably some of the greatest musicians in the world
absolutely
performing.
Right. That's right. One of the things that I'll never forget about it is, of course, there was very high security. And when you have violinists coming in with violin cases, of course, people want to look into the violin case, and they want to look into the violin itself. And these were security men and women who were doing their jobs. But our music director, who was going to play some of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Iona Brown, had a $2 million Stradivarius violin. So she was hesitant to open it up and have everybody touch it. And Mrs. Reagan came by, and she said, "What's the problem here?" Because it was turning into a bit of a scuffle. And, you know, I was terrified, and I said, "Well, this is Dame Iona Brown." And she says, "She's a dame?" I said, "She is." And so Mrs. Reagan turned to the security people and said, "She's a dame. Let her in."
And then Sinatra said, "She sure is a dame."
Yeah, she is a dame.
Exactly.
Check out the gams on
that. Yeah, right. She was a dame long before she became a dame.
Oh, that's it. I mean, this is a woman who knew Betty Grable and stuff like that. You know, so it's, you know your names. But
it gives you an idea, though, right, of the takeover. Ness of Nancy Reagan.
Yes.
Getting in the middle of something like that.
Problem
a security
solver.
Issue.
Absolutely right. And of course,
issue. In
addition to their love of the arts and you know all the other issues one could bring up about the complications of any presidency, right? They were also very, very involved with the Joffrey Ballet moving from New York to Los Angeles, and ultimately, of course, they're here in Chicago, which we're so happy about. So.
I think, you know, that's one of the things that's overlooked about Nancy Reagan. We talked earlier about how she brought sort of this elegance that we hadn't really seen in the White House since Jackie Kennedy. She brought that back, but really a love of the arts. that she celebrated as well.
Absolutely. I think that we've been fortunate with presidents who've had varying degrees and first ladies administrations of their connection to the arts. Everybody's been, you know, any connection we appreciate, right? But certainly the Obamas have been huge on this, in not only the classical arts as the Reagans were, but also in jazz and blues and R&B and all those other things. I think we're living through a very interesting time with a completely different couple.
Yeah, they have those shows on PBS all the time performing right
with Aretha and
in the East.
Wonder
is that like the East Room or something?
And Yo-Yo Ma, exactly, all of those. And the Reagans did plenty of those as well.
Yeah, so
the Kennedys started that.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break and come back more with Wells Kaufman from Ravinia. We'll talk about their brand new season. Dylan coming to Ravinia. Paul Simon coming to Ravinia.
Diana Ross.
Lots of amazing names. We'll run down the list, tell you how to get tickets, etc. All coming up next on WGN.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from the Presidential Towers in Chicago. It's the Fight for Air Climb, benefiting the American Lung Association on 720 WGN.
Live from the sweatiest building in Chicago this morning.
Smells like it.
Where thousands and thousands of people have done the climb of the four towers here at Presidential Towers. We're live for about another hour or so. Happy to have Wells Kaufman here, the president and CEO of Ravinia, and another amazing season that you just announced earlier this week. For me, this year, Bob Dylan coming back to Ravinia for the first time since 1964.
Yes, amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing, but I'm excited about Dylan. It's fine. But Mavis Staples?
With him. This is going to be one of those evenings.
Call it a night.
Whom he proposed to at one time.
Yeah, they were.
And she said they were going to start a band called the Staples and the Dylans, and she thinks that's what broke them up, is that his name didn't go first. You know, who knows?
I'm wondering if you just couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Many of us have. I think he said, will you marry me? I'm not really sure what
Apple
he said.
Strudel.
But talk about some of the other. I love hearing about the first timers because I'm amazed when we go down this list of people who have never appeared at Ravinia. I can't believe that some of them haven't appeared.
I think we're always there. And you know, we've had a list of those over the last 10, 12 years. James Taylor, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Steely Dan.
Exactly. Not to mention the Stings and the Maroon 5s and the Wyclef Jeans. And, of course, Norah Jones had a couple of concerts with us that first summer after she took that pile of Grammys home. So we've been trying to make sure that the non-classical offerings at the park are at least inching toward the equivalence of the classical offerings, which, of course, this summer is really all about James Levine returning to us after 20-plus years, our longtime music director, to do Mahler's Second Symphony for our gala, which is exactly how he started with us, was Mahler's Second Symphony at a gala.
It's my favorite one.
We're just so excited about this. This and the...
You don't like the fourth one?
It's not my favorite one.
I like all nine of them, actually.
Oh, see, he wins.
I like 18B.
They're actually 10, right?
Yes.
Because there's Dusty Lied van der Erde. See, that was the trivia
question. Dusty Springfield? Yeah,
I was just going to say. Do you feel as stupid as I do right now?
Dean, can we talk about the Three Stooges again?
No, it's amazing.
The aromatics from the lobby might be.
That could be.
That's just Schwanny.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I love the pop shows that you do at Ravinia, but when you go there and you see a symphony, it gives you an entirely different appreciation.
Nothing like it.
If you're not, you know, familiar with
and I think a lot of people don't know that the place was built as an amusement park with rides and a baseball stadium and vaudeville and a calliope was the music, you know, and dining and two hotels and two train stops, not the one that we have right now, electric water fountains and things like that, all sorts of exciting things. So our background has always been a mixture of things, and the basic mix has always been about 50-50 classical to non-classical. This summer we're sort of 70% classical. We have a lot of recitals, the most extensive chamber and recital program in the country, about 50 performances, and at really, really low prices, too, which is important to the Ravinia family, the board and the women's board and everybody else that makes the place work, our stewards, to keep the prices accessible,
it's
including
affordable.
For the CSO.
Affordable for people.
And all the movies, you know, with the orchestra, too. To have Titanic being done. And Dean has always already promised us that he's going to get us James Cameron and Billy Zane and Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio to come, which is great. Thank you, Dean.
And
The Planets, Gustav Holst's masterpiece with this great NASA footage. We're also doing The Wizard of Oz, which was actually that Judy Garland was tight with the Reagans through that whole Sinatra thing, you know.
Yeah.
And And then an evening of Looney Tunes, of the Bugs Bunny cartoons, with all that great classical music infused.
I went to, I've been to Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen.
Yeah, same thing.
And it's when I first, as I walked in, I said, this is Ravinia with an amusement park. I didn't know that Ravinia had amusement park.
So Tivoli was built just maybe 15 years before us, built by a train company like we were, because the train station's right there. There were always rides, but they've always had the best concert hall in Copenhagen.
Because it's got a stage and the rolling lawn just like you.
New York Philharmonic would tour there. You know, you would be there and you'd be in the dressing room with your music director and the rides would go by the window. It was a little jarring, but yeah, fantastic place. And it's beautiful, too.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So talk about some of the pop firsts who are coming to Ravinia.
So you mentioned Paul Simon, which is one of those hard-to-believe kinds of things. And we were talking to some trustees the other day, and they were looking through the brochure, and they saw James Levine's picture, and they said, oh, Art Garfunkel's coming, too. That's so great. So I've told Meister Levine that. He didn't laugh quite as loudly as you did, but there was a little bit of mirth. Yeah. Diana Ross.
Yeah,
you know, a legendary artist. We have
Lyle Lovett.
Yeah, exactly. Lyle Lovett and Emmy Lou. Tony Bennett's 90th birthday. Buddy Guy's 80th birthday with Jeff Beck, who's not been with us forever and ever. And this mariachi group, all-female mariachi group from New York called Mariachi Floor with Los Tigres del Norte is going to be a great evening. Bonnie Raitt, new album out. OAR, the Bodines. Seth MacFarlane, who was kind of a sleeper concert for us last year. If people aren't familiar with his singing and know him as the guy that did Ted and does Family Guy and all those kinds of things, that's a great part of him. And he does a little bit of comedy, but mostly he is a Sinatra homage guy.
Sinatra, Harry Connick-esque.
Absolutely, yeah. He's going to have Catherine McPhee, the star of Scorpion, and she was in Smash, Drop Dead Gorgeous, great singer, and they're friends, so that's going to be a nice show.
Duran Duran
with Nile Rodgers and Chic.
Amazing.
And in this year where we've lost, you know, Bowie and Glenn Frey, we have Don Henley coming for two nights.
Obviously,
that's going to be something that he's going to share with us even more of the Eagles tunes than he did his first time with us about 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
You have a David Bowie tribute night as well.
We do. And I think now Rodgers and Chic, since now Rodgers produced Let's Dance, I think there will be some of that in what they do on the two Duran Duran evenings as well. Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden, never been with us. Really thrilled about that.
I told you, I'm pitching a tent and staying there
Steve
all summer.
Steve Miller, yeah.
Are the residents of Highland Park ready for Patti LaBelle performing?
She's been there a lot, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be
ready
busy. Patti LaBelle with the Commodores, right?
Yeah. Is there some name? I'm a big Elton John fan.
Yeah.
And I would love to see Elton at Ravinia.
Me too.
Is there some name that you have on your bucket list?
Yeah. So when I came to Ravinia in 2000, I thought I'll be not so ambitious and not so high expectations, and I had 10 people on the list. We've gotten every single one of those. Now that we have Paul Simon, he was the last of that original 10, and then there have been some others since. There were many who said they would never come. Carlos Santana said he would never come, not because of anything other than he didn't know whether his audience would come, because for better or for worse, and it's really neither here nor there, Ravinia had become, for about a couple decades, a classical house, right? Where the symphony played, great, wonderful. Because, in fact, that is where we are, and that is this 80th anniversary with the CSO. But we need to have both pieces of it, especially if we're going to grow audience for classical music. They need to know what their experience is going to be like. The Lawn is a great place to bring your kids for a first classical concert. The sound is great. Kids under 26 years old are free. $10 lawn tickets for the greatest orchestra in the world, it's a pretty good bargain all the way around. So we're kind of evening that out a little bit without by any means dampening our respect and love of the CSO or classical music. But I have a new bucket list.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. I never thought Maroon 5 would come. I never thought Matchbox 20 would come. And in fact, Rob Thomas and Santana had sort of been in this little group, we'll never go. But Santana's been back now, so we're happy about that.
Would you book, say, a Kanye West? Would you book...
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. The things that sort of work against us have less to do with the type of artist than decibel level. That's actually the biggest one of all. But John Fogerty, I just signed yesterday. He's never been with us. That's a decibel level situation that we're going to work out. Thrilled to have him. We just booked Gavin DeGraw, who's been a big hit for us with The Fray, who've never been with us before. That's in June. So we're working through those issues.
So what is that level? What is that decibel level that would a normal concert be as opposed to what you're allowed to do?
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Oh, really? It's one of those things?
It's 95.
Yeah. What is that you can use?
Yeah.
And what would be a normal concert?
Actually, that is pretty normal. But there are artists, especially in the hip-hop world and actually in the Latin world, where they want to go to 100, 105. What they really don't want is to be told they can't. And I understand that completely, which is why we're rebuilding and rejiggerating where our soundboard is right now. It used to be in the middle of the theater in the box level. Now it's going to be all in the way in the back with the lighting booth, which is where it should be. So we might have some different issues and be able to change some things around.
What's new?
But we want to be sensitive to the neighbors.
What's new on the grounds at Ravinio this year?
What you will see this year, and the biggest thing of all in the last maybe 10, even though we've done so much to improve the place, is that we have a brand new aquatic sculpture that as you come to the main parking lot and you go under the train underpass, will be right in front of you. Designed by Wet Design out of Burbank, who did the Bellagio fountains, did the Dubai fountains. This is in honor of a late life trustee given to us by his wife, Dolores Kaplan. We're so grateful to her. And little did we know as we started down the process of seeing how this would work, design, budget, found out that, in fact, when Ravinia opened, it had electric water fountains all over the park. So it's a nice historic thing
nice
to
throw
back to 1904,
yeah.
And it's going to be beautiful.
Restaurants, eating, drinking?
So a little bit down the ways, you're going to see some improvements to the restaurant buildings. That's going to be in a couple of years. But in the meantime, we're constantly bringing in guest chefs. People are really enjoying that part of something different, especially because we have so many people that come three or four times a week, which is fantastic. But menu items we'll know a little bit more about in May.
I have to say,
any requests?
They have the greatest garlic Parmesan fries in the food court that I've ever tasted. I've even been tempted. I didn't care who's playing. I was going to go just to eat and leave before the concert was on, whether it was somebody I liked or not, because those fries are so good.
That's great to hear. I'll pass that on to our folks at Levy Restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. You need those. Some people come for Dylan. Some people come for the French fries.
The garlic fries. And sometimes both.
People want to tickets are not on sale right now, but so, will be going on sale soon, though.
It's a great question. So we are a nonprofit. Supporting and sustaining classical music and doing the education things we do and keeping the park beautiful costs a lot of money, so we can't do that all at the box office. If you become a donor to us at a variety of levels, it gives you earlier access to ticket buying. The first donor day is 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 9th, so it's right around the corner. General online sales to the public, April 26th, all at ravinia.org.
April 9th,
April 26th,
right.
Yeah.
But April 9th for the first donor opportunity.
March 9th.
March 9th.
March 9th.
Yes. Okay. So we have a donor period in order to do the seating and do all that stuff. And then April 26th for the general public.
Okay. Ravinia.org.
That's it.
Is where it all happens.
That's right.
Wells Kaufman is the president and CEO of Ravinia. This is going to be your new best friend for the summer.
I am. You're going to be sick of seeing me there.
Who's that guy with the tent and, on the lawn?
That the squirrels are talking to.
I unfolded that elaborate schedule of yours, and I was just like, oh, there. I have to be there. It was just one after another.
That's really great to hear. I appreciate that.
Going to be known as that crazy guy who lives at Ravinia, lives on the lawn.
Who talks to the squirrels.
Join the club, friend.
The Dr. Doolittle of Highland Park.
There you are.
Wells Kaufman, quick break. We update the news more on the death of Nancy Reagan next on WGN.